This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, the longest election campaign ever. Oh, mercy. I hate to say I told you so, but darned if I didn't tell you already that this could be the longest election campaign in the United States ever. It also could be the most expensive, since we're now talking about a marathon and not a sprint. President Biden's super PAC already announced a $250 million media buy in battleground states, and they're reserving the slots already. How are people going to survive this onslaught between now and November? Let's see if we can come up with some constructive suggestions for living through a Trump-Biden rematch. One thing that may happen is that now that people know what they're facing, some folks might be moving from battleground states to places like Louisiana and Arkansas, even Texas, where there may be so little attention and media notice that some may forget an election is even in the offing. In deep, deep red states, these guys may make some token appearance in media buys, but the way the Electoral College works, those of us who might vote blue in the blood-red states largely go to the polls for bragging rights. We want to be able to say that we did our part no matter who the Electoral College says won by voting with the majority of Americans, as we've pretty consistently done over the last 20 years. Like I say, not that it matters. For those who hunker down or can't find a hiding place with us for a bit, there's Netflix, maybe. Amazon Prime now has ads, so that's not much of an alternative. Regular TV will be swamped. It may get harder for you to see pictures of your friends, dinners, dogs, or family for all of the ads on social media, true and false. If you're still on X-rated Twitter, good luck with that. Your only the real option there is to delete the app. In fact, Elon Musk, who owns that mess, recently started hitting hard on election lies about the last election. Jeez. Non-commercial community radio will be a safe haven. They can take underwriting that encourages people to vote and provides factual election information on polling places and registration guidelines. We do that regularly. Political ads? Nope. Community radio will be a safe space. There are audiobooks for those long journeys in the American vastness where community radio is as rare as buffalo, and the waves are swamped with talk radio and religious programming. When you're driving, watching the road is a good idea, though not everyone seems to be a fan. Some might go for listening to podcasts on their phones, and there are a lot of choices there. Reading is falling out of favor for many, but maybe it's worth a try until the election is over. Or, face it, we can all just grin and bear it, realizing that this is how the sausage is made, and no matter how much is spent on arm-wrestling voters one way or another, we can have a huge impact talking facts and truth to friends and neighbors, getting them registered, re-registered, and out to vote. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.